Welcome to the podcast, Dads in Cars with Kids. Purpose of this podcast is, of course, to have fun and to explore the deeper thinking that goes on when dads are riding in their cars with their kids. Hey, we are in the car here on a rainy day, right? Okay, who's in the car with me?
Brigida.
All right, so we have we're having some daddy and Brigida time. Okay, so Brigida, I think the thing that we need to talk about that's really important right now is toppings that go on a pizza.
Oh.
Because I know you like pizza.
I know, I love pizza.
Okay, you're a kid, and I don't know many kids who don't like pizza.
I found out today that one of my friends does not like candy, and I was like, how could you not like candy?
There are some people who don't like things.
That's
sweet
impossible.
Things. It is possible. Sometimes your taste buds do not like sweet things. That's kind of, it's rare. I know I have a sweet tooth and I have to always fight it. So, Brigida, what's your favorite kind of pizza?
My favorite kind of pizza is, yeah. That was somebody calling.
I know, that's annoying. So we'll edit that out. Okay, so Brigida, what is your favorite kind of pizza?
It's pepperoni and bacon pizza.
Pepperoni and bacon pizza?
Yeah.
That sounds... I like pepperoni and I like bacon. I think everything is better with bacon. Uh-huh. You can put bacon on almost anything. And like a donut.
My friend Jamie, she does not like bacon.
That's pretty rare. Most people like bacon. Because bacon makes everything better. So it's the fat that we like because it just tastes so good.
Yeah.
So, okay, now, my favorite pizza, I've always liked a Hawaiian pizza because I like the ham, or as the Canadians, we call it Canadian bacon, or back bacon, okay? And I like pineapple. So, Brigida, do you like pineapple on pizza?
No.
Do you like pineapple?
I haven't tasted pineapple.
You haven't tasted pineapple?
Uh-uh.
I think we've had pineapple before.
I don't remember.
Okay, so because I'm not doing my job as a parent, if you've not yet had pineapple, you like Dole Whips.
Yeah, I love Dole Whips.
Okay, that's pineapple. It's sweet. It's very good. All right.
I love Dole Whips.
So what do you think is the best kind of topping for a pizza?
Best kind of topping? Like, does it have to be one topping?
Nope. It can be as many or as few toppings. What is the best topping for a pizza?
I'm gonna go with bacon. I'm gonna go with black olives.
A kid that likes black olives, people. Oh my. Okay.
Pepperoni. And more Parmesan cheese.
More Parmesan cheese, because cheese is just good, especially if it's Parmesan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now I say my favorite topping for a pizza is still going to be bacon by far above everything else. However, I think that my favorite pizza, my all-time favorite pizza, is made with barbecue sauce, not pizza sauce. Okay.
I've had a pizza that has barbecue pork chop in it, and it's disgusting.
Well, I'm not going to have barbecue pork chop, so I have barbecue sauce, chicken, red onions, okay, and bacon. Oh, because bacon makes everything better. Uh-huh. Okay. So that
even
would be
with
my...
baked potato and sour cream.
Yep. Would you ever put sour cream on a pizza?
Ew, nuh-uh.
But it's okay on a potato.
It's okay on a potato.
Why?
Because it goes well with it.
What's the difference?
What What do you mean, what's the difference?
Well, what's the difference? Why is it okay for sour cream to be okay on a potato but not on a pizza?
Because sour cream and pizza not taste good.
I'm going to have to try it now, because I don't know if that's going to taste bad or not. I usually like sour cream. Okay, because sour cream tastes good with most things.
It sounds disgusting, it looks disgusting, and it'll probably taste a little bit weird.
It depends on your toppings. What if you had potato slices on a pizza? They're nice and crispy.
Who would do that?
There'd be all sorts of people to try that.
Like, what if people had tater tots on their pizza?
We could try it.
No, I won't try
it. I would be happy to make you a tater tot pizza.
No!
Has anybody out there had a tater tot pizza? I don't know. I think I'm gonna have to just try it just for the sake of trying it. And then maybe you could put sour cream on it, because it's then with a potato. And I know most people like tater tots. All right, well, let me ask this then, Brigida. What toppings do not belong on a pizza? Like, you should never, ever put these toppings on a pizza.
Let's see.
Now, understand, there are different kinds of pizzas. There are even dessert pizzas out there. I've had a dessert pizza before.
Like an Oreo pizza, but with not cheese in it?
No. I've had a dessert pizza that had, like, coconut on it and pineapple, and it was really good. It was a dessert pizza.
With cheese?
Huh?
With cheese.
No, I don't think they put cheese on it.
That would be disgusting.
I couldn't imagine cheese with coconut ever. That just doesn't sound good. So what kind of pizza or topping should never be on a pizza?
Apricot.
Okay, apricot. Yeah, okay, I'll agree with you. What else?
Hot wasabi peas.
What is it?
Hot wasabi peas.
Hot wasabi peas on a pizza?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. These are things I wouldn't
Swedish
even
fish.
I think they would melt. I think it would be really
gooey.
Yeah,
that would be disgusting.
Okay. Okay. That means then, can you put a gummy bear on a pizza?
Ew, no. Let's see. Sprinkles.
Sprinkles.
Let's see.
How about
corn?
No, you can do corn on a pizza. Like that barbecue chicken pizza. If you did a little bit of, just not too much corn, but you just did a little bit of corn spread throughout it, it'd probably be really good.
Oh, I know
roasted
one.
Corn.
I know one that is disgusting.
What?
Don't ever put pumpkin on your pizza.
Okay, don't ever put pumpkin on your pizza. What about, these are things like wasabi peas, Swedish fish, pumpkin. Never would think of these things. What about a marshmallow?
Ew. No. Have you tried that?
No. But I would ask this. If you have a dessert pizza, can you put ice cream on it?
What are we talking about, a dessert pizza? I've never had a dessert pizza.
Okay, see, I have failed as a parent if I haven't gotten you a dessert pizza before.
Don't quote that from Beverly Goldberg, Dad. On Goldberg's, don't. I failed as a dad. I failed as a parent. I failed as a mama.
Okay, so think about it. If we ever have a dessert pizza, so now we're going to have to find a way of getting you one. Would you have ice cream on it?
Like, what is it? What does a dessert pizza look like?
Well, I don't know.
What does it have? Does it have the
only one that I've had has had coconut and pineapple and some other things on it.
Like, what does it have? Like, does it have the same crust that pizza has?
Yes.
And then what base is it? Not tomato sauce.
I don't remember what the base is, but I think you can actually do some type of sweet cream or something like that.
That's what I was thinking.
Could you do ice cream?
Yeah, I think there's ice cream that's like softened. Like, you know, like those roll-up ice cream things?
Yes, I do know the rolled-up ice cream.
And you know how they put it, like, flat? Like, they take liquid and they put it flat, and then it kind of becomes, like, this cream?
Yes.
And then I think that would be cool if they used that just for the base on the pizza.
That type of cream?
Yeah.
Well,
and
that's pretty much just cream and sugar.
Yeah, and then you put more ice cream. And then I would put more ice cream, and then I would put chocolate, and then
okay. Well then, I'm gonna wrap this up then. So, because we're gonna need to try a dessert pizza. Last question: should we ever put peanut butter on a pizza? Knowing that there is a pizza place out there that does this,
we'll give them a plug. With cheese and tomato sauce.
Yep.
Ew.
Okay,
That's disgusting.
I'm saying John's Incredible Pizza. Okay. They do make a peanut butter pizza, and it does have
I love John's Incredible Pizza.
And they make a peanut butter pizza, and it's actually really good.
I used to love John's pizza, but now I don't. I don't like their place anymore because now they serve peanut butter pizza.
They've always had a peanut butter pizza.
I've never figured that out.
I think you sometimes just have to try new things.
That's
all right.
Disgusting.
Let's wrap this up. So this is Daddy.
Brigitte.
And we will see you later with more deep thinking.
Great. Bye.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Dads in Cars with Kids. And we'll be back again with another episode with more deep thinking about the deeper meanings of life.